athletic competition. It can easily be broken down into two parts: the minutes or hours it takes to complete the event, then weeks, months, and years of joy or heartbreak. Finally, the decades to analyze and debate it. From the press box to press row, Donald Ware will break it all down for you with an in-depth look at historically black college athletics, as well as the biggest news stories and newsmakers of the day. It's time to talk the talk with those who walk the walk. From the press box to press row, here's your host, Donald Ware.
I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
We're about 30 days or so away from the start of the college football season, and I'm super excited. Thank you for making Box to Row a part of your day. Look, got a whole lot to get to in today's program. As a matter of fact, the HBCU FCS coaches poll, the preseason poll, is out. Going to talk about that preseason poll today here on the program, looking forward again to the season. Look, last week, the HBCU, or the Box to Row countdown to kickoff, happened in Durham. Thank you to all of those that participated, that came out to Sticks and Vines in Durham, those that listened to us on Sirius XM, and those that watched on Big Sports TV. Look, we had an absolutely fantastic time. We had a lot of people that showed up to the event. They had all of their paraphernalia on. The meet and greet, I thought, went well. We had coaches that were interacting with a lot of the alumni of the respective schools. It was just an absolutely wonderful time. If you missed it, you missed something, dare I say, special. And if you missed it, you can log on, of course, to the Box to Row YouTube page and check out all of the conversations that we had. And matter of fact, we're going to replay a couple of the conversations today here on Box to Row. Trey Oliver, the head football coach at North Carolina Central, was there. Marcus Hilliard, the head football coach at Elizabeth City State, was there. Robert Massey, the head football coach of Winston-Salem State, was there. Maurice Flowers, the head football coach of Johnson C. Smith, was there. Adrian Jones, the head football coach of Shaw, was there. Vincent Brown, the head football coach of North Carolina A&T, was there. And last but not least, Richard Hayes, the head football coach at Fayetteville State, was there. Again, going to replay a couple of the conversations. And you can visit the Box to Row YouTube channel to check out the conversations. As a matter of fact, on our social media, we also had a bit of a recap of the event also, so you can check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Box to Row. So look, I mentioned the coaches polls, the preseason coaches poll is out. Going to talk more about that. The MEAC had its media day on Tuesday. North Carolina Central was picked to win the MEAC. Now, I don't think I'm not greatly surprised by that for a number of reasons. I think number one, even though Howard is the defending champion, I think Howard, when anytime you lose a guy like a Quentin Williams, the quarterback, he was absolutely tremendous. They lost a lot. The Bison lost a lot on the offensive line. Defense, you lose a lot of guys there. I mean, I think, and by the way, with I think what North Carolina Central has coming back. Now, the Eagles lost Davius Richard, the HBCU Offensive Player of the Year. Fantastic quarterback at North Carolina Central. By the way, I think already, and again, you guys know how I am. I mean, things have to settle for me to talk about one of the greatest of all time unless I witnessed, or unless it is just without a shadow of a doubt that something or someone is the greatest of all time. And I think, you know, again, Davius Richard, last year was his last year, the quarterback for North Carolina Central. But I think it's safe to say that when you look at the eye test, you look at winning an HBCU national championship, you look at winning a MEAC championship, and you look at all of the phenomenal numbers that Davius Richard put up, and you look at the eye test, I think it's safe to say that Davius Richard's going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play in the MEAC. That said, the Eagles got to try to figure out a way to replace a Davius Richard. And really, I guess you don't really replace a Davius Richard. You just hope that you can have another quarterback to come in, can do some of the things, can run your offense to a degree that Davius Richard ran it, and then let the chips fall where they may. Well, you know, Harris Walker played in all 12 games. Now, he played sparingly, although he did play a couple of games where he played a lot, because remember last year, Davius Richard was injured to some degree, but whenever he stepped on the football field, he was clearly the best player on the field most times. But I think you plug in a Harris Walker, you bring back some of the receivers, you've got running backs. I think the defensive side of the football, it's going to be solid. And you're going to hear a little bit later on from Trey Oliver. Now, remember, Trey Oliver, the head coach, of course, of North Carolina Central, was dead set against the transfer portal. But again, I think in this day and age, you cannot have a good program without the transfer portal and without dipping into the transfer portal, because some of your players ultimately are going to leave. Like he mentioned, and he said to me, he had a couple of, they didn't have any offensive linemen that hit the portal, but they had quite a few players, the Eagles did, to hit the portal. And so that's a big deal. But I think when you look at it, I can understand why the Eagles were picked to win it. Now, I'm going to give you my dark horse. My dark horse, and I don't know that this is a dark horse pick, but the team that I think that's going to win the MEAC this year are the Morgan State Bears. I think the Bears are positioned to do so, especially from a defensive standpoint. You've got a guy, linebacker Eric Hunter returns. Defensive lineman Elijah Williams returns. Look, this is a potent offense. And by the way, I thought Taj Smith, the quarterback, did some things last year, and he's the second team quarterback in terms of all MEAC for the preseason. So I think that the Bears lose a lot in terms of from the running back position. Like when I say a lot, I mean a whole lot. But I think that the Bears are the sleeper team, and so I think that the Bears will win the MEAC this year. But we've got plenty of football talk. I also want to talk about a couple of other things. Boy, the NBA and TNT or Warner Discovery owns TNT. Well, looks like after 34, what would be this upcoming season would be 35 seasons, the two are going to go their separate ways. Now, Amazon made, so just for a little bit, I'm going to talk a little bit about this, but just so, you know, from it, so that you understand what's happening. So right now, three networks, if you will, have multi-billion dollar deals with the NBA. NBC, which is really NBC Universal. Also Amazon, and then Disney, which of course owns ESPN and ABC, all have deals moving forward after this or after the upcoming season, multi-year, multi-billion dollar deals to show NBA games for many, many, many years to come. Okay, well, the company that was left out of this is Warner Discovery. And of course, Warner Discovery owns TNT. And you know that relationship had been a really, really strong relationship for 34 years. And so Warner Discovery / TNT is out. Amazon is in. And remember, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the streaming services and how streaming services are really coming into play when it comes to pro sports. So in other words, you know, as I mentioned to you all, we purged a couple of these streaming services. Well, if you want to watch some NBA games, you're going to have Amazon or I guess Prime Video, as it were, to watch some of these games. As a matter of fact, Amazon's going to have more games to stream than Disney, ABC, ESPN, even. And I don't know that the NBA really streams on ESPN Plus. Of course, ESPN has a streaming service, or Disney has a couple of streaming services, but I don't know if any of these games are going to play on those streaming services. But Amazon is going to stream like 100 games or so. And by the way, NBC is really big time in this mix. NBC carried the NBA for many, many years. And so now NBC comes back, or NBC Universal, as it was, comes back into the fold. But these streaming services are serious. And Amazon, like, Amazon can offer more money basically than anybody else can offer, right? Like, who's going to match Amazon? Like, of course, Amazon is out. And now just a little bit more of the backstory before I really explain and talk about this. Amazon made its pitch. It looked like Warner Discovery was out, or TNT was out. But in the contract that TNT and NBA and the NBA, or excuse me, Warner Discovery and NBA, or the NBA had, Warner Discovery could match an offer, and not couldn't match, you know, necessarily ES or Disney's offer or NBC Universal's offer, but had a chance to match Amazon's offer. And so a lot happened there. Gonna talk more about that. The Olympics has begun. USA Basketball's trying to make a run. Going to talk about that today here on the program. So look, sit back, relax, and enjoy as Box to Row rolls on.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? This is Anthony Anderson, international movie star and funny mother.
Hello, this is Janelle Monáe.
Hey, this is Ronda Rousey.
The girl, Rob Campesino, the mic, y'all.
This is Simone Biles.
You know who this is. It's the one and only Devo Double G.
Hey, y'all. It is the EST of WWE, the strongest, the fastest, the roughest, the toughest, the quickest, the greatest, the best on Box to Row. Tune in if you want to catch the best BEST interview ever.
The Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance is proud to support the 7th annual Box to Row Countdown to Kickoff, and we are excited to welcome head coaches from area colleges and universities to the capital city. We look forward to another fantastic season of HBCU football, filled with great games, rivalries, pageantry, and unforgettable fall Saturdays. The Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance works with local partners to grow the sporting event industry in our area. The GRSA has an extensive track record of securing and hosting successful tournaments and championships, resulting in significant economic impact for the region and an enhanced quality of life for our residents. In 2022, Raleigh was named Sports Travel Best Host City. To learn more, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Raleigh NC Sports. Best of luck to all area HBCU football programs this season.
You're listening to From the Press Box to Press Row.
From the Press Box to Press Row.
Box to Box Row. To
Box to Row.
Box to Row.
My dreams feel clean. My mom's and pops mixed me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a setup. Should have pushed them dead off.
In addition to thanking those that came out to last week's Countdown to Kickoff, of course, those that watched or listened on Sirius XM as well. Got to give big shots out to the athletics director at Winston-Salem State, A.D. Thomas, who came to the event. Also, Skip Perkins, the athletics director at North Carolina Central, who came out to the event as well. And then also a couple of sports information directors came out. Maurice Williams, the new, well, really, associate athletics director at North Carolina Central, in essence, for media relations, been doing this a long time. He came out, Aurelio Washington, the sports information director at Johnson C. Smith University, also came out to the countdown to kickoff. So it was a splendid time. And again, we look forward to doing that each and every year. Still to come, my thoughts on Warner Discovery / TNT being out in terms of showing NBA games. Amazon is in. Going to talk a little bit more about that. Some conversations also with from the countdown to kickoff as we get ready for the upcoming football season. So look, the MEAC had its media day on Tuesday, and again, North Carolina Central picked to win the MEAC, followed by Howard, Morgan State at number 3, South Carolina State at number 4, Norfolk State at number 5, and Delaware State at number 6. As a matter of fact, South Carolina State received 2 first place votes. I think a lot of that, and I think in the MEAC, if it still holds true, you can't vote for your own team. So that said, I think the Chennis Berry effect on South Carolina State had a lot to do with South Carolina State receiving 2 first place votes, because South Carolina State, not only Buddy Pough retiring, but you're also talking about a loss in terms of a number of the players as well. And I think when you look at the North Carolina Central, you look at Howard, you look at Morgan State, a lot of those players are coming back. Preseason Offensive Player of the Year, Jarrett Hunter, the running back from Howard. Howard's got a plethora of running back. James comes back, you know, Eden James comes back at the running back position also as well. And then the preseason Defensive Player of the Year is Kenny Gallup Jr., also from Howard, and he's also on that watch list for the top 1,000 players that the East-West Shrine is watching in terms of playing in that prestigious postseason All-Star game. So look, I think, again, Howard, the cover is not bare, but you lose a Quentin Williams, that's at quarterback, that's really, really big. They've got the receivers, and Casey Hawthorne is coming back, really, really outstanding receiver. But I think the Bison lose a lot. And the other thing I must say about why I think Morgan State's the team to beat, I think is the team that's going to win the MEAC this year as what would be a sleeper team. Because, again, even if you look at the predicted order of finish, you had NCCU first, followed by Howard, then Morgan State. Morgan State plays North Carolina Central close every year. And look, I'm talking about years when Morgan State wasn't good and like Central was really, really good, right? That Morgan team plays NCCU strong every year. We saw it on national TV last year where Morgan ended up losing that game. What was it, like 17-10? Had no semblance of an offense last year. Had any semblance of an offense last year, you're probably talking about Morgan State winning that football game. And you go back and look at the records. I mean, these two teams play each other close each and every year. And by the way, I think extra motivation for the Bears, North Carolina Central will host Morgan State for homecoming on October the 26th. I think that's a game you need to circle on your calendars. And I think it's a game that will be a significant game, because once that game is played, you got to figure already you've got 6 teams, so 5 games. So you would have already had 2 games under your – that would have been the second game. And then you've got just 3 games remaining. So it's a critical game. And I think it's going to be a phenomenal game. But I really do like Morgan State. So let's look at the preseason HBCU FCS coaches poll, which was released on Thursday. You got Florida A&M at number 1, followed by North Carolina Central at number 2, Howard at number 3, Alcorn State at number 4, Alabama State is number 5. 6 through 10 looks like this: Prairie View A&M, Jackson State, Tennessee State, Morgan State, and Southern. And look, you had 11 first place votes that went to Florida A&M. Two first place votes went to North Carolina Central, and one first place vote apiece went to Howard, Alcorn State, Alabama State, Tennessee State, and Alabama A&M. Now, if you look at past years and you look at the preseason poll and you look at, generally speaking, the HBCU national champion is favored to win next year or the following season. You know, prime example, you look at Jackson State. Jackson State, that's a bad example because Jackson State didn't win a national championship. I'm trying to remember last year of North Carolina Central. I don't know if North Carolina Central was unanimously favored to repeat, but the margins, because you're only talking about this year, the Eagles receiving 11 of 18 first place votes. Whereas I think the Eagles last year to repeat in the preseason poll would have received all but maybe two or three of the first place votes. I think that speaks a lot to Florida A&M and the turnover in the Florida A&M program. Now, you've got a couple of guys coming back. Kendall Bowler, I mentioned that East-West Shrine watch list of the 1,000 best or the 1,000 players that the East-West Shrine is watching coming into this season. You know, Kendall Bowler, defensive back, is also on that list as a representative of Florida A&M. He was an HBCU All-American last year. So you've got some guys that are coming back. But, I think, you know, you've got a new coach. You know, Willie Simmons is out. And as a matter of fact, he's the running backs coach at Duke. James Colsey takes over. He's now the head coach of Florida A&M. I think even though he's on the staff last year, you know, Willie Simmons had been a head coach for many, many years, had a lot of success with various programs, first Prairie View A&M, and then Florida A&M kept knocking on the door the last couple of years, couldn't get over the hump against Jackson State when you talk about 2022 and 2021, although in 2021, the Rattlers did receive an at-large berth to the FCS playoffs. Couldn't quite get over the hump. And then last year, just took it over, right? Like, went 12-1, was able to get over, beat Jackson State last year. And the only loss, as a matter of fact, Florida A&M had last year was an FBS game. I think it may have been USF, may have been South Florida, or one of the. It was either South Florida or Central Florida, and if I remember correctly, Florida A&M lost that game by like 27-10. So they were right in the ball game, right? So that was the only loss. But it's a lot of turnover there, and I think that's why you had seven first place votes that did not go to Florida A&M. Now, you know, you could make an argument for North Carolina Central to be picked to win the HBCU National Championship this year. And I laid that argument out. Harris Walker had a lot of got a lot of reps last year. There is some continuity. Davis Richard is gone, but, you know, a guy like a Jamari Taylor, the running back, comes back. Wide receivers come back. So there is some continuity there. I think there's more continuity in the Eagles program from what comes back this year than it is in the Rattler program. You can make a case for Howard simply because you've got two of the elite running backs in HBCU football coming back. But, man, Quentin Williams not being back. And then, look, Quentin Williams, I don't know if he took every single snap last year, but he took minimum, 95% of the snaps last year, at least on the Eagles side. You probably had Harris Walker taking somewhere around 20 to 30% of the snaps last year. So, you know, he's got some experience there. You know, but you could make an argument for Howard. I can't really make an argument necessarily for any of the other teams to win the HBCU National Championship. Yes, I said Morgan was going to win the MEAC, but it would have been an uphill climb. I mean, I guess you could. You could make an argument for any of these teams. I mean, you could make an argument for Morgan from this perspective. I mean, you know, I think from a quarterback scenario, the Bears are going to be solid with Todd Smith, right? But the running back situation, they lose a lot. The Bears lose a lot in terms of from a running back perspective. But the defense is so elite, as it was last year and is expected to be this year. The old adage, defense wins championships. So you could make an argument. I guess you could make an argument for Morgan State. You know, when I look at Old Corn State, you know, Alabama State. Now, Alabama State's got a nice, going to have a nice team too. Remember, the Hornets got off to the really slow start. Started the season, I believe it was 0-2, and maybe even started the season 1-3 before really, really bouncing back. But I think Eddie Robinson Jr., you know, he's putting his stamp on that program. I believe this is year 4 for him, if I'm not mistaken. So 21, 22, 23, 24, either year 4 or year 5. I think it may be year 4. Really putting his stamp on that program. And I think Alabama State could also take the next step in its evolution. Up next here on Box to Row, switching gears, talking some NBA.
You're listening to From the Press Box to Press Row.
Here with Stephen Curry, your progress from Davidson to now with Golden State.
Where I've come from in high school into a small D1 college at Davidson, and it's a great story, and I'm just having fun, you know, living my dream and riding the ride.
Main event, Jey Uso joining us here. Could there be a possible return to the bloodline?
For me?
Yes. At some point.
I'm gone, D. Hey, I threw the deuces up before. I'll do it again, man.
Come on, main event. That's family, man. I mean, I'm not talking about now. I get it. But down the line, like, come on.
Hey, D, you see how they be treating me, man? Come on, man. That something. It be your own family sometimes be doing you wrong, Luke. I gotta go, man. Hey, I'm doing all right by myself.
She's Simone Biles.
Actually, really fun. Like, to be honest, had a lot of fun. We were like, oh, of course, like, we're in the best shape of our life. We're feeling confident about our body, and we hope that other young girls and women, like, feel that being strong is still beautiful.
The one and only Michael Strahan, and cannot have you on without talking about Texas Southern. Cannot. So, how did you ultimately end up at Texas Southern?
Yeah, from Houston. Grew up in Germany. When I was a senior in high school, my dad said, I'm going to send you to stay with your uncle in Houston and get a football scholarship. So I went to Houston. I played at Westbury High School for 1 year. Texas Southern was probably the only school that saw me play, being right there in Houston and being a local boy. And Coach Walter Highsmith, I went over to see him, and he offered me a scholarship. It was perfect for me, man, to go to the HBCU, to go to Texas Southern. The size of the school, the education they gave me, not just in the classroom, but about life. I would have been swallowed up at another school. I wouldn't have felt as if I really could have made a difference or had a real purpose of being there. But at Texas Southern, I always felt like I could make a difference and I had a purpose.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Skylar Diggins of the WNBA. Thank you for having me. I'm excited. You know, just been able to work a lot on my body and my shape, and a lot of things that I feel like I needed to work on in the off season, was able to get that done, and you know, it's showing.
Snoop Dogg is on the mic. Pay attention.
I appreciate the love that I get, and I appreciate the sport of hip hop, and it's giving me back that same love in return. You know, for the amount of years that I've been doing it, I've always went into it with the same, you know, spirit of I make music for the people. I make it go for them, and I always make them a part of it. And I never separated myself and tried to be a star. I've always wanted to be one of the people that you can look to as somebody that was, you know, like your uncle, because of the way that I treat people. And I feel like my career is representative of that. That's why the longevity is there. That's why the love is there. And that's why I maintain the status of, you know, being relevant for so many years.
I'm talking about none other than Serena Williams.
That was definitely one of the better matches I've ever played. I've had it just like that. You know, I was really focused, just really, you know, excited.
Demetrius Flannery, a.k.a. Lil Meach.
In Atlanta,
told me that he was going to move me from my hometown, Miami, to L.A., put me in acting classes, and I had to go 5 days a week, two times a day. Only had about a year and a half, but once I started, I didn't want to stop, you know, so once it's a lifetime opportunity, I didn't want to watch somebody else, you know, get the role of playing my father and me having to watch him on TV. Opportunity passed me by, so I just buckled down and focused, man. Put everything to the side and made sure that my number one thing that I wanted to do was focus on being the best possible actor I can be for the show. And that's how it happened, man.
That is the voice of Kevin Durant.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just, you know, trying to get better every single day. We've been through a lot as a team, and I enjoy playing with a great group of guys. So, you know, I'm just trying to enjoy every moment of it.
That is the voice of Common. You went to Florida A&M.
Oh, FAMU days were some of the best days of my life. I mean, I had so much fun there. It was like invigorating. It was an introduction to a new aspect of culture in the world. I mean, the Southern girls is just incredible. you know, the food was great. The black college experience, you can't beat that.
Kyrie Irving.
Playing at Duke for Coach K. What was that like and how that prepared you for the league now?
Playing 11 games, you know, a lot of people think that's not a big package for you to become a better player. But for me, it was. Playing for Coach K, he gave me the keys to the car, and I was driving it in first 8 games. And, you know, being a part of something special like that and having a brotherhood built at an institution such as that one is an experience that you never forget.
Ice Cube has been our guest.
Hey, man, thanks for letting me talk a little music, movies, and sports. Hey, my favorite three topics.
Hey, y'all. It is the EST of WWE, the strongest, the fastest, the roughest, the toughest, the quickest, the greatest, the best on Box to Row. Tune in if you want to catch the best BEST interview ever.
From the Press Box to Press Row is the sports talk show that is the voice and the talk of HBCU sports, with a flair for pro sports talk and entertainment. Check the show out online at BoxToRow.com.
That's Box to Row, real, relevant radio. Whether you're listening to us on one of our great affiliates across the country, whether you're listening on Sirius XM, whether you're streaming this show or listening online, thank you for making Box to Row a part of your day. Well, the NBA, between three entities, meaning really I said NBC Universal, which is right, but NBC Universal is actually owned by Comcast. So between Comcast, Disney, which owns ESPN, ABC, etc., and Amazon, the NBA, between those three entities, has signed an 11-year contract worth $77 billion, okay? $77 billion with a B, dollars to, for the rights for those three entities to show NBA games. And we already knew. Now, NBC is a new old player in this. In other words, NBC used to show NBA games back in the day, and then for whatever reason, and I don't remember all of the reasons, wasn't showing NBA games, and now has come back to the table because under the umbrella of Comcast. So, you know, you've got NBC, which is network television, as I've said, and when I talked about this with respect to the NFL, network television is always better. So you're now going to have two broadcast partners broadcasting your games on network television, meaning NBC on the NBC network on the NBC network. And then ABC, which will also broadcast these games as well. So it's always good to have multiple networks. I mean, the NFL has all four of the networks broadcasting its games, and plus, not to mention from a cable perspective, because again, look, ESPN is, you know, if you want to call ESPN the worldwide leader, that's fine. That's their moniker. I mean, I think most would agree when you talk about sports and watching, the first thing that comes to top of mind when you want to know about what's going on or watching sports would be ESPN. Right. But again, ESPN pales in comparison to ABC in terms of its reach. Like, you don't have to have satellite TV. You don't have to have cable or any of that to watch the net, to watch network television. All you need, it used to be an antenna. Now all you need is a digital box. The digital box is like, I don't know how much it's costing these days, but it's not terribly expensive. And by the way, in some instances, you probably, you know, in the right circumstance, or if there is a circumstance, probably could get the box for free. Okay. That's what that is. Okay. In terms of, you know, network television versus cable versus satellite. Well, the issue in Warner Discovery owns TNT Sports specifically, because TNT Sports, I guess, is a division of TNT. But, you know, you've got, you know, Warner Discovery owns, you know, TBS and CNN and, you know, all of these other various cable networks, a lot of them, too many really to name. And by the way, it must be noted that Warner Discovery is actually in the streaming business via Max Streaming. We've seen this Max Streaming come out of nowhere. It was HBO, but we've seen it come out of nowhere. Okay. Whereas you've got Max Streaming now. So you had a situation where Amazon is strictly a streaming service. And really right now, I'm not talking about NBC. Look, NBC is a new player. It's going to be able to provide network television, which is much better than anything anyway. So NBC did what it needed to do to secure the contract. You know, ESPN's going to do, or Disney's going to do what it needs to do. It's got, not only does it have ABC, but it's got ESPN, you know, ESPN2, whatever's got a bunch of different places where the NBA can air its games, although generally speaking, you're not going to see games on ESPN Plus, you know, ESPNU, ESPN News, and you'll rarely see NBA games on ESPN2. It's either ABC or ESPN. Okay. So because Amazon wants to get into this thing, and we've seen that with the NFL Thursday night games, and, you know, we've seen these streaming services. Netflix is making a bid, right? Made a bid, only going to show 2 football games, but it's going to play the National Football League $150 million to exclusively show 2 football games this year. So all these streaming services now trying to get into big sports. Well, the issue that I have with this in the NBA is that the NBA and TNT have been in partnership for going on 35 years. So I guess maybe NBA games were airing on ESPN like 35 years ago. I'm not 100% sure about that, but when no cable network or not many cable networks were airing NBA games, guess who was? TNT was airing NBA games, to the point that pregame show and the postgame show and the NBA on TNT has become sort of a staple in sports. And not only in sports, even outside of sports. Like, you're going to have people watching that program that won't even watch the NBA or won't even watch any NBA games because it's such an excellent program with Ernie Johnson, with Charles Barkley, with Kenny Smith, and the mainstay, I guess, over the last maybe 5 to 6 years has been Shaq. And then you've got some other, you know, other people that come in every now and again, Candace Parker and others come in. It's an excellent show. So you've got a show like that. That's not going to be a show you can duplicate. In all respect to ESPN's pregame show, can't touch what TNT's got. Sorry, just can't. You know, because there's an entertainment, like the ESPN pregame show, which is good. Stephen A. Smith, Malika Andrews, you've got Mike Wilbon and others. It's more hardcore sport. It's more hardcore where there's a lot of entertainment value associated with the NBA on TNT. Sponsored, by the way, just going off subject a little bit, but sponsored for many, many years by Kia, right? Because back when Kia first became a sponsor, I guess Kia's been a sponsor 10 to 15 years now at minimum. I'm like, why? I mean, Kia's okay, but look at Kia now. Like, Kia was playing the long game. So you look at the Kia cars now, they're pretty serious. Back in the day, maybe not so much. So they kept their name associated for all these years with the NBA till they start to put out some really hot cars. And now that association with the NBA is sticking in car sales. Okay, that's that. But you've got such an excellent show, and meaning the NBA on TNT. You've got years of the NBA or this association. Warner Discovery has streaming also, just like Amazon has. And what separates Amazon and Warner Discovery is that Warner Discovery not only has the streaming, I think their streaming aspect and what they, in other words, Warner Discovery probably wouldn't put these games on any of their streaming services per se, meaning Max. They may even create something, but the primary outlet to watch these games would be on TNT and to me, if I say network television or the network television or the television networks are premier to the cable networks, well, to me, the cable networks are premier to streaming. Now, maybe that's just me in an old school way of thinking. Look, if I'm a cable, and it's not necessarily like that for younger people, right? Me being of a certain age, if I've got cable, I'm most likely going to get TNT. So I'm going to be able to watch the game anyway, opposed to having to go to Amazon. I may not want to subscribe to Amazon, but guess what? Now, if I want to watch a certain amount of games, now I've got to subscribe to Amazon. You know, going back to 2007 and this relationship with TNT and NBA has gone back. And by the way, TNT or Warner Discovery plans has said that it's going to take the quote-unquote the appropriate action to make sure that it secures its rights to broadcast the games. Okay, appropriate action I would assume means to sue the NBA. I remember being in a room in 2007 at the NBA All-Star Weekend. The late and legendary Roscoe Nance invited me, who wrote for many, many years for the USA Today cover, was an NBA reporter for USA Today, invited me to come to an intimate breakfast with a small contingent of NBA officials, including then Commissioner David Stern. That's actually how I got to meet David Stern. Rest in peace. Also to David Stern and to TNT executives. It's an intimate breakfast. It was just to really talk about really this partnership between the two. I think that the following year, the contract may have been up and they were talking about renewing the contract and all of the different things associated with that. And of course, that contract has been in place now. That was 2007. So if you talk about 2008, let's say the new contract was 2008. Well, now you're talking about a 16 getting ready to be a 17 year agreement. And there may have been another contract in between 2007 to now. There may have been another contract, but bottom line is, wow. I mean, if you're the NBA, you're really, I mean, what's the benefit? Maybe it's more of a long-term deal because Amazon has so much more money than everybody else that, I mean, from a long-term perspective, Amazon's going to be around. Maybe Warner Discovery, you know, when this next contract is up, I think the contract ends like in the maybe the 25-26 season, I think, something like that, may not be around. Look, business is business. The NBA did what it felt like was best for it and went with Amazon over Warner Discovery / TNT. I think And Charles Barkley, who is an integral part of the NBA on TNT, says he's not doing any other shows. Once this contract is up after the 24-25 season, he's retiring from this. Man, NBA had to do what it had to do. I'm not a fan of it. But look, this is where we're headed. We're headed with big time pro sports, with the exception of the National Football League, because the National Football League is so big that it's gotta be, like, it's got to be on network television, with some cable and very limited streaming. Again, you got Thursday night games, and then you got Netflix picking up a couple of games. But this seems to be where we're headed with pro sports and streaming services. I'm not a fan. Younger people will be. Your thoughts? Hit me up via Twitter at DWare1. More of the program on the other side.
Do you feel like the cost of car ownership has gotten out of control? Take charge by refinancing your auto loan today. One call to Rate Genius can save drivers an average of $1,200 per year. The loan specialists at Rate Genius have helped people for more than 20 years replace high-interest auto loans, lower their payments, and spend less in interest. Rate Genius works with over 150 lenders to find you the most competitive terms. Customers lower their rate an average of 3 percentage points. That's huge savings. It's absolutely free to apply for refinancing through Rate Genius, and when you refinance your auto loan, you won't owe a payment for 45 days. Make the 5-minute no obligation call today and get on your way toward affordable car ownership. Call 800-958-0341. 800-958-0341. That's 800-958-0341. Rate and payment values are calculated by using the average savings for customers from January 1st, 2022 through December 31st, 2022. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on credit worthiness. Value of the vehicle loan term and other.
It's Donald Ware from the Press Box to Press Row.
Once again, thank you for making Box to Row a part of your day. In the last segment, talked about the NBA and its TV rights partners, which does not include Warner Discovery / TNT. As of now, TNT, after 34 years, and of course this will take effect after next season. So for the 24-25 season, you will still have TNT carrying the NBA, and of course Warner Discovery has said that they were going to take quote unquote appropriate action. But I mean, TNT and or Warner Discovery does that, I mean, it could hurt its chances down the line, because, I mean, look, let's go back to back in the day, right? Like the NFL and CBS, extremely prominent, right? Then all of a sudden, the games weren't on CBS anymore for a good little while, because Fox had come in. Remember when Fox first came around back in the mid-80s? And then Fox had the partnership and has had the partnership with the NFL ever since. But the NFL came back around to re-airing the games or having CBS be part of its package, to the point now that basically you've got the NFC games. Basically, they mix them up a little bit now, but you've got the NFC games on Fox. You've got the AFC games on CBS, and even NBC is back in the mix now with the Sunday night game. And, of course, ABC is in the mix with the Monday night football game. So, again, as I mentioned in the last segment, all four networks are part of the NFL. But, again, you got to be careful about how you approach these things in terms of a suit from Warner Discovery, because it's going to come back around. Now, I can understand Warner Discovery's position, because now, which I read, which makes a lot of sense. Look, you go everywhere. Anywhere you go to any hotel, any overnight stay, you've got to have TNT, okay? You have to have it, because the NBA is on TNT. But now the argument can be made that Warner Discovery can't charge as much to the cable providers because it doesn't have the NBA. And maybe it opens up some other opportunities for Warner Discovery with respect to the NHL, some of the other sports as well. But it's going to come back around. It just won't be for at least 11 years. Look, speaking of the NBA, not really the NBA, but let's shift gears and talk USA basketball. So USA basketball in the Olympics, kicked the Olympics off on Sunday in a couple of warm-ups or exhibition games, and had a chance actually to watch a little bit of USA basketball game versus South Sudan on last Saturday. And look, the Americans really got off to the slow start, but give South Sudan a lot of credit. I thought South Sudan played extremely hard. I thought that South Sudan played very well defensively. Also, I mean, yes, USA missed some shots, but give South Sudan a lot of credit. Then in the second half, Steve Kerr, his staff, made some adjustments. USA came back, and it looked like, okay, USA was going to kind of breeze by, kind of had walked South Sudan down, had all the momentum, but South Sudan still came back. And I don't know, that last scramble where South Sudan was trying to make the layup, I don't know, maybe there was some contact there. The refs let the teams play, and USA walked away with the victory. And so now we'll see what happens moving forward. On Sunday, the United States plays against Serbia, Nikola Jokic and Serbia. The rest of the world has caught up with USA basketball. And that's what happens when you go international. USA basketball, the NBA has extended international. It's an international game. I think when you look at what the National Football League is doing, it's becoming more of an international game from the perspective of the NFL playing internationally. Whereas in the NBA, it's truly becoming a global game. And the NBA has made a lot of investment in a lot of different companies so that, because if you really look at the popularity of football, of American football, that is, you know, there's still a lot of questions around CTE and, you know, concussions and things of that nature. Still a lot of questions around that. But, of course, the NFL has expanded, plays games in other countries. But it doesn't seem to be, you're not having a lot of international players that are playing in the National Football League, whereas in the NBA, some of your better players in the NBA, I mentioned the Joker, you know, you've got just a plethora of guys. I mean, even Joel Embiid, who is playing, by the way, Joel Embiid is really big for USA, even though he's playing for USA. Of course, he played his collegiate basketball in the United States at Kansas. International player, Luka, you got all these guys that are, Gilchrist Alexander is from Canada. You've got these guys that are really, really ballers. But look, I think, you know, and I'm glad Kevin Durant is healthy for Team USA. I think, you know, you look at LeBron. Now, LeBron in those exhibition games, against South Sudan, against Germany, was really, really big. But LeBron is getting ready to be 40 years old, and he's got to watch himself. He's got to pace himself a little bit for the upcoming NBA season. I give LeBron James all the credit in the world for playing for Team USA. But Kevin Durant's been hurt. Let's not forget about Kevin Durant. The last time Team USA won gold, it is because Kevin Durant carried Team USA, and he has the opportunity to be the most decorated Team USA member in history if Team USA can win the gold. Team USA needs Kevin Durant. And by the way, I know a lot of people don't like Kevin Durant. Say, oh, well, he went to Golden State to win a championship. But again, to me, part of Kevin Durant's legacy and his greatness, I also factor in international play And specifically, 3 years ago, when he put Team USA on his back. If it weren't for him, Team USA would have not won the gold. He put Team USA on his back to win the championship. So we'll see what happens with Team USA and the rest of the Olympics. And, of course, we'll have Olympic talk here on the program in subsequent weeks. Well, promised that we were going to replace parts of conversations from the countdown to kickoff last week. We're going to start with Elizabeth City State head football coach Marcus Hilliard. Had a really good conversation with him and talking with him about the expectations for the Vikings program.
I gotta ask you this, because I look at last season, and yeah, it was a tough season, but you ended the season on a high note. And by the way, this year you've been picked to finish 10th out of 11 teams in the CIAA, even though you had a good finish. So just your thoughts, you, and then I don't know if you've talked with your players about this. How do you all feel about being picked to finish 10th?
Well, I haven't actually talked to the players yet. You know, I hadn't seen them. You know, we put some things out there just to show them. But, I mean, you know, you had when you go three or you win three games, you know, it's kind of expected. But we all know, you know, in that room or at that university, we know what type of team we have. And we know, you know, a couple games here or there, you know, we could have won 7 or 8 ball games. So we feel good about the team. We know being picked 10th out of 11 is not where we want to be. But, you know, it's the preseason. You don't win the championship for preseason. So we're going to be geared up and fired up and ready to go for this upcoming season.
You had to feel pretty good at least. I mean, I get it, 3 wins. But at the end of the day, you were in every single ball game last year.
Yeah. You're talking about 8 points or less in each of those games. And, you know, being able to just turn that corner. Like I said at the CIAA Media Day, you know, year one was a time for me to kind of get and understand where we were as a team. Year two, we're close, you know, and now with year three is just trying to win those close ball games that, you know, we had and try to give it that hump. Because it's like you said, we were in every game last year, and that was kind of the frustrating part, is that we were actually in those games. But now for year three, being able to win those close games.
Elizabeth City State head football coach Marcus Hilliard. Then also want to replay part of the conversation with Trey Oliver, the head football coach of North Carolina Central. And I asked him how he has adapted now to the transfer portal.
Yes, I'm not a fan of the transfer portal, and I've been pretty vocal about it. Yeah. I'm all about developing high school student athletes. You know, we had quite a few guys that did leave our program to get into the portal. You know, we did lose some firepower, and, you know, it was good to see these guys, you know, go to another school and they're having success. A bunch of them are already starting at the schools they went to. I did have to go in the transfer portal and try to replace some of these guys, but, you know, I'm not a huge fan of it. You know, we got some guys banged up, I think, against Norfolk State last year. We play Howard, and I look out there, and I got 3 freshman linemen starting. And then I look beside me, I got 3 transfer linemen sitting on sidelines with me. So, like, when them dudes transfer, a lot of times they can't play. Or secondly, they don't fit into the culture. So, you know, I'm a big culture over scheme guy, and if they don't fit into the culture and they're not about our culture, that's not for me. So we're going to keep, you know, continue to develop high school guys. I got to kind of change my thought process a little bit because, you know, you're losing them so late. But, you know, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure the transfer portal out.
Trey Oliver will figure it out. He's pretty funny. We had a good conversation, a couple of humorous moments during the countdown to kickoff. And if you missed any of the countdown to kickoff, you can go to the Box to Row YouTube channel and check out the countdown to kickoff. Look, my time is about up. I thank you for yours. For more information on Box to Row, you can log on to our website at boxtorow.com. Getting ready to get heavy into college football. And don't forget, the HBCU coaches preseason poll is on boxtorow.com as well. And we're getting ready to celebrate our 20th year on the air. More information to come. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at boxtorow. And always remember to support those that support Yo Box Toro is produced by DW Communications.
You're booming in your Jeep or your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along. Trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong. Don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fist. For we put hip hop.